Okay, continuing our conversation about separating fact from story. I hope you couldn't wait to get to this portion and that I totally intrigued you with the ending of the first recording. 90 seconds. That's how long the impulse lasts in your brain when you are blow the top of your head off angry, when you are as happy as you've ever been, when you are irritated, when you are in love. 90 seconds. So, why does it last so long when we're mad? Why can we instantly be mad about something that happened 20 years ago? Why can telling one of those old stories cause you to cry? If it's only 90 seconds, how is it possible that these emotions are still with me? The answer is that we continue to renew that 90-second clock with our thoughts. So think about that. 90 seconds. I have said something that's I've made myself cry. I cry for 90 seconds, and left on its own, emotion will dissipate. But I practice that thought again. He was awful. He really hurt me. He did something I didn't like. And every time I renew it with a thought, that 90-second clock gets started over. It's the equivalent of punching yourself on the face on purpose over and over again, just so you don't forget how much that hurts. Every time you tell the story, you generate thoughts that generate emotions, and round and round and round you go. This is my opportunity to introduce you to your inner mean girl's BFF, and she is your drama queen. This girl is that gossipy chick you avoided at all costs in high school. She loves stirring things up and then offering you food to help you calm back down. If you're anything like me, finding out that I have a drama queen was not a welcome piece of information. I know people who I would call drama queen. It's not something I ever wanted associated with my name. But because you are wired for story, and because we don't yet have the skill of feeling emotion, drama queen is born. She lives in that brain basement of unfelt emotions that your inner mean girl has been guarding all of these years. Think of it like this: she's been locked in there for the time that you have been alive on this planet. Have you ever really had a bad case of cabin fever? This happened to me not too long ago. Ken was out of town for 8 days, and I thought I was okay. I'd been in the house by myself for 8 days, but as soon as someone stopped by and I engaged another person, all of a sudden I'm talking a million miles a minute and realized that I was hungry for interaction and for conversation. That's your drama queen. She has a really bad case of cabin fever. She's like Rapunzel, locked away with no one to talk to but herself. So she talks to you all day and tells you your stories. Oh, remember the last time you did that? Remember, oh, that the phone rang. That's your mom on the caller ID. Remember how the last conversation went? She talks to you, unless she can get somebody else to listen to her stories. She gets her self-worth, her value from being your historian. She never throws anything away. You never know what might be valuable. She values quantity over quality. So even the crappy stories get to stay and get drug out every once in a while. She has more emotional baggage than she can handle, and she loves to open the bags, sift through them, and revisit all of your stuff. Left to her own devices, she could literally talk forever. One story makes her think of another story, and that reminds her of that really embarrassing story. She has no filter and no awareness that your body is having an emotional reaction to her words. Similar to your inner mean girl, she was born as a coping mechanism, and they work in tandem to manage the emotions that you have not had the skills to feel. It's a little bit like watching an old Lucy and Ethel routine. It usually doesn't end very well. So it might sound something like this. Your inner mean girl whispers, "Hey, you better watch that pile of anger over there. I think I saw some sparks. It's not safe to let it out." Your drama queen uses food to douse the embers of that anger. It works the other way also. Your drama queen whispers, I just can't take this pressure too much longer. I'm going to explode. Those are those times when you feel really emotional and you're not sure why. Your inner mean girl talks smack to you about how worthless you are. Why are you feeling bad? There's no real reason. Well, I don't know why you're emotional. And you grab the bag of Doritos and you eat, which has the same effect. It douses the embers on that anger that's driving the pressure in your head. So the end product is you are riding an out of control roller coaster with them at the mercy of your emotions. You eat because you're ramped up, and then you eat to calm down. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Great big frustrating circles of sabotage. The skills you need revolve around sitting down with your drama queen and going through the baggage. She thinks everything in there is valuable. You're beginning to see that it is not. Imagine walking into that brain basement that has suitcases, trunks, bags pushed up against the walls, encroaching on all of the space. Like a really bad episode of Hoarders, you push through them until you can find her right in the middle, eating. You ask her to go ahead and stay seated. You're going to do the work, and you grab the first suitcase and you open it. What stories are in there? What will you do with all that emotion? The short answer, once you learn these skills, is feel it. But without those skills, who wants to sign up for that? Maybe you could just sneak out and close the door again. That's actually the equivalent of what we do every time you quit a diet. Dieting brings up uncomfortable emotions. We get kind of squirmy because we don't know how to feel them. We close the door and we retreat. Next week in Module 4, I'm going to teach you the skill of how to feel those emotions so that that baggage can be done away with. It's not nearly as hard as you imagine, but I'll leave the details for that particular lesson. For now, put yourself back with that open suitcase and let's talk about how to start that sorting process and make a partner out of your drama queen the same way we have with your inner mean girl. That's where we'll pick up the next recording.